The Santa Rosa Symphony has begun a unique project with its neighbor to the north, the Eugene Symphony. Beginning this year, both groups are presenting a series of world premieres of commissioned symphonies by young composers. Steve Mencher is host of our symphony broadcast, and he spoke with composer Matt Brown about his first symphony, which was greeted with cheers when it debuted last month.
Composer Matt Brown is a rising star. Several of his pieces are making their way into the repertoire of orchestras around the country. But until now, he hasn't had the time to devote to creating a full-scale symphony. Searching for inspiration, he recalled a set of five paintings by American artist Thomas Cole. Cole represents the mid-19th century group of artists known as the Hudson River School. His dazzling set of five canvases called The Course of Empire caught Brown's eye on a high school field trip to New York City.
They're these just beautiful landscape paintings, as Hudson River School is known for, but it's there's a very specific story going on, a huge overarching story, and then little individual stories here and there. You know, it's a very complex grouping of paintings, and the whole thing just screamed Mahler Symphony to me. You know, Mahler would have these big brash orchestral textures, but then he would have little intimate chamber moments as well. And it really felt like there was a living, breathing world. And the moment I saw these paintings 15 years ago, I told myself at some point I have to write a huge orchestral piece based off of these.
As Brown says, taken together, the paintings tell a story. The first portrays untouched nature with a few humans living in harmony with it. In the second, people start to come together in groups. Nature is being tamed and shares its bounty. The third emphasizes the built environment. Temples and statues recall the Roman Empire at its height. Nature recedes. In the fourth painting, the grand civilization is sacked and plundered by invaders. And you can probably see where this is headed. The fifth canvas returns us to nature in its original state, amid the ruins of civilization. Now, are we to take a contemporary lesson from this?
No, I'm not making a political statement. I always like to quote John Luther Adams, famous composer. He says, "Political art usually fails as politics and also fails as art."
Despite composer Matt Brown's protests, it's no accident that his music seesaws between musical influences from the failed empire of the 20th century, the Soviet Union, and our own faltering empire of the 21st. At one point, American music is overtaken by an arrangement of a popular song called Moscow Nights.
Well, it's a wonderful tune, and I said it, you know, a bit like a Dixieland tune. And there's something about the whole third movement up until that point has sort of been bubbling to the surface. There's this sense of pride in the civilization. You know, the painting depicts a Roman triumph where, you know, they have conquered somewhere and this is the general's time to shine. So there's this sort of overflowing, ambitious pride, hubristic pride. And I quote several other pieces in there. The British Grenadiers, Anchors Away, almost every bugle call you could think of. And there's a certain point where it's like, okay, I've done enough of the American march tradition. I need something to just explode.
That was composer Matt Brown speaking with KRCB's Steve Mencher. The next Santa Rosa Symphony broadcast featuring Brown's The Course of Empire can be heard Sunday afternoon at 3 on KRCB-FM Radio 91.